第109课.
Jack is one of the best-looking men in the office. Too bad he's such a pinhead. If you talk to him for 2 minutes, you realize he doesn't have a brain in his head. We have to admit Mark is really a pinhead, but I respect him because he works so hard. The problem is that some of our workers like to make fun of him. No wonder he lacks self-esteem. It's a darn shame. Did you notice that young man pacing back and forth in the waiting room like a caged tiger? He was certainly on pins and needles. I'll bet this is the first time his wife has ever had a baby. When the jury foreman started to read the verdict, the boxer's face was white as a sheet. He tried to look calm and confident, but everybody in the courtroom knew he was on pins and needles.
第110课.
Oh no, it's after 7 o'clock, and I promised Susan I would meet her in front of her office right at 6. I better cook up a good story, or I'll be in big trouble. I could see my dad was very angry when I got home yesterday. I cooked up a story about helping a sick classmate and taking him to the hospital. But my dad asked for his name and telephone number, so I had to tell the truth. I'm now grounded for a week. When my sister was only 10 years old, I saw what a smart cookie she was going to be. And I was right. She's in Harvard Medical School, and she gets the highest grades in her class. Our boss is sure one tough cookie. If you don't work hard, he'll fire you from your job in a minute. The good thing is that he's fair-minded. Do good work, and he'll pay you top wages.
第111课.
This new auto dealer opened up with promises to sell cars cheaper than anybody else. But his business turned out to be fly-by-night. He collected people's deposits on new cars and then disappeared with everybody's money. They told me I could take a 4-city trip for only $300, including hotels and meals. But after I sent my deposit of $150, I never heard from them anymore, and I have no way to contact them. Clearly, it was a fly-by-night organization. You want to know how many people work for our agency? Off the cuff, I'd say about 2,000, but I'll have to look up the exact number and get back to you later. If you want to borrow 80% of the total amount, with the interest rate at 7.5%, off the cuff, you probably will have to pay a little over $1,500 a month. But I've got to do a detailed calculation before I can give you an exact number.
第112课.
If you are famous enough, giving public lectures in America can be a real gold mine. Why, when Mr. Gorbachev visited Virginia, he made $125,000 in speaking fees in 4 days. I've been in this stock business all my life. To some, it seems to be a gold mine, but I know how dangerous it can be. If you know nothing about stocks, or you don't have a good stockbroker, you could easily lose your money. I'll tell you the good thing about our boss. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and doesn't have to work at all. But he really works harder than anybody in the office. My cousin Thomas was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's now 40 years old and has never worked a single day in his life. Sometimes I envy him very much. But in fact, if I didn't work, I would be very miserable.
第113课.
Joe got handed his job here on a silver platter because he's the president's son. But I don't know how long he can last because he simply is not qualified to handle it and is already in a lot of trouble. Everybody in the office thought Jack had more chances than I did to get the promotion. But at the last minute, he found a better paying job and left our company. So I got handed the promotion on a silver platter. Isn't it wonderful? When I gave my speech to the club, I started off with a joke to get the audience in a good mood. But my joke went over like a lead balloon. Nobody even cracked a smile, and it almost ruined the rest of the speech for me. I told my kids, if they stop watching TV for a week before their final exams, I'll take them to the zoo to see the pandas the first week of their summer vacation. But my suggestion went over like a lead balloon.
第114课。
Sometimes one political party or the other wins the White House and a big majority in both houses of Congress. Then it becomes a steamroller that flattens the opposition until the next election. The basketball team of Roosevelt High School has several strong and good athletes, but our team is made up of students who are basically new to sports. So last night, the Roosevelt team steamrolled us 38-0. I can tell you that's not fun. Thanks for offering me a ride. I appreciate it, but I drove my own car to the office today, so I'll get to the party under my own steam. I'll see you later. My daughter has a degree in computer science, so I used to call her whenever I had questions. Last month, I took a course at the community college on computers. Now I can operate under my own steam.